This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Voice of SMEs. Now, you might have seen in the news a few days ago about MCK19 robot that went viral. It's better known as Machikya 19.
Yeah.
This was the collaboration between KKM, MTDC, UTM, Hospital Chancellor Tuanku Mokris UKM, and also DF Automation and Robotics in Sdn Bhd.
Now, DF Automation and Robotics, they've been around for 8 years and they have over 60 staff. They design and also manufacture autonomous robots, basically robots that can move about on its own from one place to another. And these robots are predominantly useful for logistics warehouses where they carry an item from one place to another.
Yeah, so the AI part of the robot is generally the most crucial element when building them, sort of like the brains of the robot. And this too is actually built by DF Automation and Robotics, and they've got many softwares that could run on top of it. So it becomes extremely versatile.
Yeah, so Yong Chi Fai, the co-founder and director at DF Automation and Robotics, is with us at the moment. He's also an associate professor at University Technology Malaysia. Yong, the MCK19 robot, Machikya 19, went viral about a week ago. Tell us about this autonomous robot and how it was invented.
Well, that, to be honest, is a very, very interesting event for us, because when the Prime Minister announced the extension of the MCO, most of the DF members, including myself, just said that we cannot sit quietly. So then we said that, hey, we want to do something about it. I mean, all this while, our company, we build robot for industry, for electronic manufacturing, for F&B. For hospital, we plan for that, but it's not so soon. We're expecting maybe after 3 and 5 years. But when the Prime Minister announced that the extension, the first extension, then we said, hey, we have to do something. So then between my team, then we start to discuss what can we actually do for the hospital frontline. Of course, we try to understand, we read a lot. And then we say that, hey, there's certain thing that we can do very, very fast. So then we start to write a simple article saying that what robot can help the frontliner. For instance, doing the autonomous disinfection system, delivery robot, UV light, even telepresence, and so on. So when the article was published, then I think that very morning, it just coincidence from the government point of view, MOSTI, MITI, and also MTDC are looking for all the robotics players in Malaysia to look into how we can use a robot to help the frontliner. So I was called up that very afternoon, and there was a WhatsApp being created that very afternoon as well to link up with all the other robotic players. Then we start to brainstorm what we can do. Then the very next day, we have a meeting with other hospital director and also representative from other organizations. And this is where we are linked up with Hospital UKM, Dr. Hanafia, and he's very keen to have the robot. So, of course, during that discussion, they were actually wanted the robot the very next day. Then we say it's kind of impossible, because most of our lead time is actually 3 months time. Then after that, I bring this request back to my team. Then we say, actually, we can do it in 2 weeks' time. So what we did differently was we just use our industrial robot that is available at our Johor office. Then we actually customize it to make a to change it to become a delivery robot for the hospital. So within 2 weeks from the day we discussed until that, then we send the robot to hospital, actually called Hospital Chancellery Tuanku Mokris UKM. So, of course, the name is a bit catchy. To be honest, we didn't think much about the name. That was just a 1.5 hour discussion. So I was with my team. Then we came up with a lot of, you know, we came up with name like Covitron, Nanotron, and so on. Then we talked to Dato' Hanafia. Then Dato' Hanafia has suggested in the past say that he wanted Machikya 19. No particular reason. I think maybe because Machikya is something that everyone know it, and we want to make the robot a little bit more friendly. It means that it's not like robot, but it's actually part of those kind of things. So we put a name, and then we write an article, and the very next day it become a little bit viral. So, and it's a good thing as well, because that introduced robot to the hospital environment.
Thankfully, it wasn't Covitron.
Yeah. That's still a cool name,
it's
though.
A cool name, but I don't know it had the same effect as being a friendly kind of robot. So you said that this would generally take about 3 months to roll out, but you managed to do this in 2 weeks. So what do you have to, I guess, change for you to actually, you know, fit this in 2 weeks?
Well, I think if you want to build an actual robot for the hospital, there is a lot of other consideration need to be taken. For instance, the robot need to be smaller. The robot looks need to be a little bit prettier and all this. So we have to a little sacrifice on that part. So we use the existing robot that we have. Then, we are really focusing on the functional part. So we put a compartment at the back there, so requested by the hospital. And then we also put a door, then we put some sensor. So when we ship the robot to the hospital, there were other requests as well. For instance, they don't want the button because then there's a possibility of infection. So we change to a touchless sensor. And initially, the robot can only speak one language, for instance. We didn't notice that in a while there will be a lot of people where we didn't think that far. So then we requested, can they have three languages, Malay, English, and Mandarin? So we did that, and then we remote download all the software improvement to the robot. So that's how we improve along the way. And again, when we did this, so there were other requests also from MIPS, MAEPS. It was a temporary hospital in Sedang. And they can host up to 600 bed now. So I think right after that, we also deliver another robot to MIPS as well. And at this moment, they are being used to serve COVID-19 patients.
So the take-up seems really positive. Do you foresee continuing this in the hospital sector even after MCO?
Yeah, I think we won't change our direction focusing only hospital. I think this is our additional business model for us. Because for DF, our main business is to design the AI part, the robotic part, means of mobile base. The application is to different vertical. I think we still maintain to our current customer, which is electric manufacturing, because the demand is getting higher as well. Most of the manufacturer right now, they have a problem to actually get workers to work. So robot is actually a very makes sense for them to actually get rid of. For hospital, I think we define it as a service robot, not only for hospital. Right now, I think there is a big demand in shopping mall, office, and of course in hospital as well. So we categorize it as the same robot industry because it deals with environment where there is a lot of different people walking around, not in a controlled environment. If you look into manufacturing, we deal with operator, engineer. In this kind of environment, we call it a control environment. The people are being trained how to deal with robot. So if the robot doesn't look like human, it looks a bit giant machine, it's still all right because the operator can understand how to deal with it. But if you put this robot into shopping mall, into a hospital, then you need to look it a little bit more like user-friendly, so that they don't get scared, I would say. So there's a lot of consideration to be made. But again, that is an application. The technology underneath is the same. How the robot to move from point A to point B autonomously. If they say the human, what do they need to do? And let's say someone need to remote control the robot or remote access, they can do that as well. So all these are the same technology. The only difference are the application.
I guess like in China, because some areas, you know, they have got like robots giving out sanitizers.
Yeah, that's correct. In fact, that is the idea why we want to do it. I mean, in China, there's a lot of China company doing that. If you look into other part of the world, like in UK, in Germany, and even in Japan, there's a lot of robot company came forward and try to help into this industry. Then we look into Malaysia. I mean, at this moment, there are not many robotic players that actually come forward. Again, maybe the business vertical are different. So I think we think that ADF can do something about it. So that's why we came up and then tried to do something for the frontliner.
You know, building a robot requires many different areas of expertise. So what players do you think could help speed up this process? You know, partnerships would work well at this point of time, right? Like how you guys did it with your WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Well, I think when the WhatsApp group was created, this is again an initiative from MOSTI to gather all the robotic players in Malaysia, see what we can do. I mean, initially, I think even myself and also the government, we have no idea who can actually contribute to this, to provide a robot solution for the frontliner. So when we discussed, they only realized that, hey, actually, there's a lot of other companies doing the job, I mean, including the university. So DF is one of them, then there are other companies as well. And moving forward also, then we realized that each of the companies have their own expertise. I mean, for instance, maybe DF is has more experience in dealing with industrial robot with some trackless technology, for instance. So there is another company actually are very good in automotive industry before, and they can actually build a robot that is more robust, for instance. There another company that have done this disinfection services before, so they have this kind of idea and technology. So when we are in the same group, when meeting them, we actually share out all this kind of information. And it actually add value to each of us, how we can actually move faster. At the same time as well, we update ourselves to the team that we are doing this and that. So it actually keep pushing us to be faster a little bit and also to provide a solution for the hospital.
That was Yong Chi Fai, the co-founder and director at DF Automation and Robotics, talking about MCK19. Mm. Machi Kia 19 speaks Mandarin.
Yeah.
I would really like to see a video on this robot.
Yeah. And I think it's a nice, again, like I think earlier with Haruka Bakery, it's a nice Friday story. And now, you know, with robotics, it's, you know, having different kinds of players who are looking into, you know, solutions. And now you've got, you know, MCK19, the robot. And it became viral because of the name. But then you realize this is actually really, really useful because frontliners are, you know, we know that they've, you know, they have limited resources when it comes to PPE masks and stuff, right? If you can limit their exposure to COVID-19 patients, but still treat them and give them the medication that they need, a robot is the best solution here.
Another tiny success story during the MCO.
And all Malaysian.
Yeah.
Coming up, we do have Extraordinary Endeavour. It is episode 5. Our mentor for today is Gaurav Basin. He's the CEO of Mudah.my and he's mentoring Zar, the co-founder of Trapo, and Julie Ng, the CEO and the co-founder of Vast.ai. And they're answering all about questions on marketing and also product market fit in this time of crisis. So stay tuned for that. You've been listening to Voice of SMEs, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.